Laura Story here on Sounds of Praise, Keeper of the Stars. The Bible says that by Jesus, everything is held together. Not only did he create all things, but he's holding them all together, keeping them in place. And so therefore, we know that we are serving the ultimate power, Almighty God. And so, before we die, we can do the things he's called us to do. Kirk Franklin, here on Sounds of Praise.
Come on.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
live out my dreams so I can be what he planned for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of
right before I die, I gotta
die.
By the time you're watching this DVD, I feel very comfortable in saying that my father and his grandfather will probably be with the Lord. And he's not there now, but he's making his way that way, and his body is checking out. But I have to say to you, the Reverend Kenneth T. Whalum is absolutely going to leave his legacy. We're going to do a song that Kyle and I wrote for him called Rev. My father, you know, we didn't call him Reverend, we called him Rev. Many times we call him Reverend Daddy. But the awesome thing is that I've been able to watch him and to be with him during this period of suffering for him. And it's been wonderful for my brothers and I to spend time with him and our wives and just to really get up under that concept that the Bible tries hard to tell us, and that's that life is a blessing, but guess what? It's also a dead-end street. God is so gracious to us, and the Bible says that through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not, and they're new every morning. What that is, if I could translate that, is that because of what Naima Lett told you all about the, you know, the what Adam and Eve did, what they left us, unfortunately, this life under the sun, as Solomon always talks about in Ecclesiastes, life under the sun, it's really jacked up. It's just that God's grace and his mercies are new every morning. So we don't get to see that. We don't get to see the soft underbelly of this thing every day. And so when we say, God, how could you let this happen to me? And I say, God, how could you let me live this life so beautifully for all this time? How could you bless me like you bless me day in and day out, day in and day out? How could you do that? Go on and praise him. He's worthy. We got time. Yes, he is. He's worthy, isn't he? How's that? Is he worthy? So my dad, even though, because he's a stroke survivor, and I'm glad Hazel LaVar is here from Stroke of Hope to talk about the fact that, you know what? You know, when you survive a stroke and all of a sudden you can't talk and you can't swallow, then you begin to remember that this is not it. God is going, that's okay, I'm just going to let the body just fade on away so that I can get you up here with me. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about him getting his reward. I don't want to lose him. But I'm jealous. So that was my sermon. You can't preach tonight, so we're going to play a song. Somebody said he didn't have to do it, but he did. Yeah. We're going to play a song that Kyle and I wrote for my dad and for his granddad. It's called Rev. And by the way, the harmonic and rhythmic complexities of this song are not coincidental. My dad is a very complex guy. But that's okay. We love him so much.
In place of the song that he announced, we are going to play Fit to Battle. I think that is quite fitting for someone who is had gone through all that he has gone through. Kirk Whalum, Ken Whalum III, and Hugh Whalum, and Fit to Battle here on Sounds of Praise. Thank you.
things are not the same. Destruction, confusion is everywhere. Our hearts is in so much despair. But I know there'll be a day. No more sorrow and pain. We're gonna leave this old world behind so we can see a brighter day. I'm going home, yeah.
Home.
Said I can't wait
another minute
till he says,
till he says I'm finished.
Said I can't wait, no, till he says,
I'm finished, I'm home.
I'm just like anyone who lost someone they loved. Here's what I have to say. There isn't a day that passes by when I don't think of you and cry sometimes. But I know if I keep the faith, keep my hands in his hands, weeping may endure for a night, but tomorrow gonna be a brighter day. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
Said I can't
wait
another
minute
till he says,
I'm home.
Going by in the sky. Every day will be Sunday. Church.
Every day be Sunday.
Sabbath gonna have no end.
Sabbath have no end.
Gonna walk, walking, talking in the land of glory and see the light that's love. Ooh, 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 love.
Theme for our program today, if I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. On this last set, we heard local group Ashmont Hill with Heaven Sound, Laura Story with Keeper of the Stars, Kirk Franklin with Before I Die, Kirk Whalum along with Ken Whalum III and Hugh Whalum with Testimony and Fit to Battle, and Soul Tempo concluded the set with Almost Home. 6:22 at the Sounds of Praise time, and our phone number 855-915-WMFO. Or if you like numbers, 855-915-9636. Music requests? No music requests. But we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish because of the nature of our program. And that's the same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. Jennifer Hudson, coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. The song is entitled Believe.
Old man Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. My mama used to send me over with thanks. We struck a friendship up. It's been a few long since. Out on his old porch swing. Said he was in a war in the Navy. Lost his wife, lost his baby. I broke down and I asked him one time, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I see my son and wife just a little while. I asked him what it meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raised my head. Talking on the phone to my mom one night, getting all caught up in the gossip of a small town life. She said, oh, by the way, child, old man Wrigley has died. Later on that night, I'm late there. Thinking back, I thought about a couple of long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. You see, if there was ever anybody who deserved a ticket to the other side, it'll be that sweet old man. Look me in the eye.
Here on WMFO in Medford, Sunday, September the 4th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And our special program today is entitled, If I Can't See You Here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Carrie Job back here front and center with Let the Heavens Open.
Desire.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. Still 60 degrees outside our studio. Hurricane Hermine will be located to the south, and it will be cloudy and windy throughout the afternoon. Rain will move in from the south during the night. A high today 69 to 74 degrees. A low tonight 62 to 67 degrees. On Monday, it will remain gusty and cloudy with rain from Hermine through the afternoon. This rain will taper off to showers at night as Hermine weakens. A high on Monday, 68 to 73 degrees. A low Monday night, 64 to 69 degrees. And on Tuesday, bands of showers from Hermine will continue to move through the area with mostly cloudy skies and occasional gusty winds through the overnight. A high on Tuesday, 72 to 77 degrees. A low Tuesday night, 67 to 72 degrees. And on Wednesday, winds will decrease, but showers will linger through the afternoon as Hermine weakens to the south. Dry conditions will return at night, with a high on Wednesday, 77 to 82 degrees. A low Wednesday night, 67 to 72 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. 6:38 is the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on this Sunday, September the 4th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Our special theme program today, if I can't see you here, I'll be looking for you over there. Meredith Andrews coming up next, and this is Open Up the Heavens.
We waited for this day, we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here, you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we wanna see you. Your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're saved.
Meredith Andrews here on Sounds of Praise, a song entitled Open Up the Heavens. Coming up next, Apostle H. Daniel Wilson and Shagai and the Glory Ministry and their version of another song entitled Open Up the Heavens here on Sounds of Praise.
Touch some folk around you and tell them release, release, release. Release, release. Let's open up the heavenly things on tonight. Now make a joyful noise for him releasing new things in your life. Come on, put those hands together. Let's go. Put your hands together. Yeah. Somebody say, whoa.
Whoa.
Come on, y'all not clapping loud enough. Put your hands together.
Thy will be done, yes. Open up the heavens, the king's decree. We now agree, yes. Open up the heavens, we now receive your word that gives us our identity. We activate your power that gives us authority. We unlock the door, release your glory. Made in your image, we're your sons and your daughters, releasing your glory. Oh, 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 oh.
Everybody, put your hands up.
Oh,
Apostle H. Daniel Wilson and the Shekinah Glory Ministry with Open Up the Heavens. And this is William McDowell along with Daniel Johnson from the album Sounds of Revival and Heavens Open. There are those who think that the church is going to go out with a whimper. I believe the church is going to go out with a bang. Revival, because of what God is going to do through those faithful ones who are holding on to the end. He's going to bring them to himself. Rain only matters for those who are expecting a harvest. William McDowell here on Sounds of Praise.
See?
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music and the clear message, salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned to the Sunday, September the 4th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Our theme today, if I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. On this last set, we heard Jennifer Hudson with Believe, Carrie Job with Let the Heavens Open, Meredith Andrews with Open Up the Heavens, Apostle H. Daniel Wilson in Shekinah Glory Ministry with another song entitled Open Up the Heavens, William McDowell along with Daniel Johnson and the Singers with the medley Heavens Open, and Rain Only Matters for Those Who Are Expecting a Harvest. Amen, 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 amen. There's a message in the music. We don't know when God's going to come or when he's going to call us home. They tell me that every time someone takes a breath, inhales and exhales, three people in the world die. So our exhale, inhale and our exhale may be our last. We don't know. But as believers in Christ, God is saying we need to be active. We need to be involved. We need to be doing what he's called us to do, so that others may know of his great salvation. That's what Sounds of Praise and the Christian Challenge Ministry is all about, getting the gospel out to those who may never attend the church but can receive the truth of God through the ministry that he's given to us. That's what your testimony is all about. Jesus said, I've called you to be my witnesses. I've called you to be my light. And so therefore we can point others to the truth of Jesus Christ by our lives and by our testimony. They overcame the devil, the Bible says, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death. That's what God is saying. We need to have that kind of spiritual attitude if we're going to be his effective witnesses and followers in these last days. 6:59 is the Sounds of Praise. I'm all wound up here. I can't preach. All wound up here. This is the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And like I said, our theme is about heaven and about the church, individuals and believers in Jesus Christ. How we are to live, how God wants us to live effectively, fruitfully in these last days.